I didn't know Steve was going to be here, actually.
Neither did I.
He's done a fantastic job, and it's a dangerous job, too, and we appreciate it. He didn't know about this kind of danger and the other deal-making he does. Now he sees a lot of big danger. Come on up, Steve.
Mr. President, can I ask you a second part of that? Hamas released another hostage video.
I'm going to give you a little report on the hostages, if I can. Steve?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Wow. Well, I think we're making a lot of progress. And I don't want to say too much because I think they're doing a really good job back in Doha. I'm leaving tomorrow back to go to Doha. But I think that we've had some really great progress, and I'm really hopeful that by the inaugural, we'll have some good things to announce on behalf of the president. I actually believe that we're working in tandem in a really good way, but it's the president, his reputation, the things that he has said that are driving this negotiation. And so hopefully it'll all work out and we'll save some lives. I believe we've been on the verge of it. I don't want to discuss sort of what's delayed it. There's no point to be negative in any way. But I think it's the president, his stature, what he said he expects, the red lines he's put out there, that's driving this negotiation. I'm going back probably either this evening or tomorrow night.
Are you confident there'll be a deal before January 20th, or is that something that's likely to happen, if there's a deal even at all? And we've been hearing this now for the better part of
I know. I would say
they better be.
Right. I would say that the president is exasperated. I don't want to talk for him, but look, I don't know anyone who delegates better than President Trump. He gives us a lot of authority to speak on his behalf, and he exhorts us to speak emphatically. And emphatically means you better do this, because the alternative.
Do you think they're waiting for President Trump to take office?
No, I think they heard him loud and clear. Better get done by the inaugural.
But when you say all hell is being all hell must be paid, so they don't release the hostages.
Well, you know what that means, don't you? What, well, do I have to define it for you? Look, all
no,
hell will break out.
If
those hostages aren't back, I don't want to hurt your negotiation. If they're not back by the time I get into office, all hell will break out in the Middle East.
Can you elaborate?
And it will not be good for Hamas, and it will not be good, frankly, for anyone. All hell will break out. I don't have to say anymore, but that's what it is. And they should have given them back a long time. They should have never taken them. There should have never been the attack of October 7th. People forget that. But there was, and many people are killed. They're no longer hostages. I have people from Israel and others calling, begging me to get, you know, we had also people there from the United States, just so you know. They're holding some so-called hostages from the U.S. But I've had mothers come to me and fathers crying, can I get the body of their son back? Can I get the body of their daughter back? That beautiful girl where they threw her in the car, pulled her by her ponytail and threw her in the car like she was a sack of potatoes. I said, what happened to her? Sir, she's dead. Like a 19, 20-year-old beautiful girl, and the way they treated her. And I just say it this very simply. Steve's got a job to do. He's a great guy, great negotiator, great person. They respect him over there already. It's what we needed over there. We have people that know everything about the Middle East, but they can't speak properly. They don't know. He's a great negotiator. That's what I needed. I could have sent that gentleman right over there, Hussein. He's a great negotiator. There are people. They're rare. Great negotiators are very rare, like a great surgeon. But we have the right person. But I tell this, I don't want to hurt the negotiation. If the deal isn't done before I take office, which is now going to be 2 weeks, all hell will break out in the Middle East.
Okay? Thank you, Mr. President.
You've done a great job.
Thank you.
Mr. President.